Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's been 126 days since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and today, still, around a third of the island is without power. And many are blaming that slow and uneven recovery on PREPA. That's Puerto Rico's power utility. One side effect of Maria has been a lot of public debate on PREPA's history of mismanagement and corruption. Well, this week, Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, announced a plan to privatize PREPA, and not everyone is on board. Kate Aronoff joins me to explain all this. She's contributor to The Intercept and a writing fellow at In These Times, covering climate and American politics. Kate, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Kate, PREPA has been a troubled electrical utility for a long time, and there have been rumblings about a private takeover even before Maria. It seems like this wasn't a huge surprise to a lot of people.
No, for a lot of people, PREPA privatization has really been coming for a long time, and the narrative that I've been hearing from a lot of people on the island is that Hurricane Maria really provided Governor Rosselló, as well as potentially the Fiscal Control Board, which oversees the government of Puerto Rico's finances, with an excuse to finally pull the trigger on it.
Who's waiting in the wings? What kinds of companies are waiting to buy up here?
So that's a big question, because it wouldn't at face value look like an attractive investment to buy a sort of beleaguered utility that's $9 billion in debt.
I mean, it would be cheap.
It would be cheap. And so the actors that people are talking about are private equity firms, mostly, who have a history of sort of buying up coal plants and things and, you know, making money off them for a few years and then kind of selling them off. So where ratepayers actually fit into that, we don't know. And how a private equity company will run a utility, sort of, there are a lot of questions about. But I think we could see different actors emerge. And yeah, again, more questions than we really have answers to.
I mean,
right,
we learned a lot in the 2012 presidential campaign about private equity and how it operates, because Governor Mitt Romney, who was the Republican nominee, had worked at Bain Capital. And the public learned a lot about how private equity firms can squeeze assets out of beleaguered companies. And that's legal. That's the way it works. This is a utility that has to operate over the long term. So the question is, will there be any rules to ensure that somebody doesn't come in, wring the assets out of PREPA such as they are, and then head for the hills?
As of now, it looks like no. It looks like that could be allowed to happen, essentially, especially if the Puerto Rican Energy Commission is annihilated, as it's set to be. And this is why groups like UTIER are really raising concerns, is that not just are they sort of at risk, are, you know, the unions that represent PREPA workers, not only do they stand to lose a lot, but actual ratepayers could just, you know, see whole parts of the island without power or without reliable service. And that's historically been one of the real benefits of PREPA, is that, you know, most Caribbean islands do not have the kind of electricity coverage that Puerto Rico has benefited from. And so that could really be called into question.
But Kate, what's the alternative here? A lot of people are very skeptical of privatization. I understand that. It is not as if PREPA is well-run, doing great, efficient, and doing its job to begin with. There is a very strong argument for drastic change.
Yeah, absolutely. And PREPA is not sort of a utility where if only it were better funded, it would operate functionally. It has historically been very corrupt, has been mismanaged for many years. And so funding is part of it. I think if there were sort of real concerted investment in making it a more resilient 21st century utility, that would be good. But also, the Puerto Rican Energy Commission was really put in place to think about what would it look like to transform PREPA. And virtually everyone is agreed that there should be some level of private investment. But in terms of selling whole parts of the utility off to unaccountable actors, I think that's something that people are understandably pretty wary of. But Puerto Rican Energy Commission was really created to make real sort of structural changes to PREPA. And of course, Governor Rosselló, when he took office, sort of scaled back a lot of the reforms that had been passed in the administration prior to rein in some of the corruption that had happened. So he got rid of, through special legislation, three, I think, consumer advocates who were there on PREPA's board really to look out for the interests of ratepayers. And so what PREPA has reverted to since he took office has been a sort of unaccountable system of a board run by political appointees who really don't have much of an idea of how to run an electric utility or experience doing that.
Kate Aronoff with The Intercept and In These Times reporting on PREPA in Puerto Rico. Kate, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.